Welcome back to another edition of the Los 20s podcast. And as always, I'm joined by my co-host, the man himself, Hitman the Curtis Reese. Curtis, let's kick it off. Let's kick it off with our locks. Our locks, as we again. It's kind of like, what's it called that? It's spring cleaning time. We need to dust off all those losing tickets. Yes. And get back on a winning streak.
You know, I tried to change it up and go on a 100-yard dash. Yes. And you guys were calling me crazy.
Yes.
But I really felt that La Candidata was a really quick filly out of the gates. She gets bumped and runs dead last. I couldn't believe it. Right quick. I think it was right quick and her right next to each other.
And the two quickest horses in that field.
Yeah.
And they ran terrible going 100 yards.
I thought they're drawn next to each other. This will be perfect. Just two
little
horses.
Match race.
They're just going to go right on the outside, those two. And, of course, they end up bumping into each other. Another lock goes down.
Oh, man. And, you know, you went first. No bueno. Then I went with Ali Beifus. No bueno. And then Bobby had... What did Bobby have? He had...
Was it KR High Five? Was that who he had?
No, he had the Ramon Figueroa horse in the nightcap.
That
had dropped the rider.
It's like a secret.
Yeah.
Like something, I can't remember the name of it. But yes, the one that dropped Vinny. Yeah. And the horse ran, his horse ran the best out of all of us,
so.
I think. Yeah, I stunk up the joint. Ali Beifus ran third.
Yeah.
Behind Pence and Powerful Favorite. And Bobby, I think, got second.
So. By the way, how did Apolitical Pence get caught?
Once he flew out of there, we always say, like, it's hard for Monty horses to get caught. And once he broke out of there, and Powerful Favorite was trailing. I mean, Pence was up a length early.
Oh, yeah.
I had him a length up at the eighth pole. You know, there's a little bit of run up still from 400 yards. So who knows? He probably could have been up, you know, over a length and a quarter probably. And then he just got run down at the end. But we're both saying, like, Powerful Favorite, you don't have to win this race to get in. You're going to get in. You're going to have a fast enough time. Just don't catch Pence at the end.
And, we circled back and we kind of kick ourselves. But Scotty played a pick six ticket. He got a smaller ticket on air. And, you know, he put up a bigger ticket personally.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a piece of it. We kind of shared it. And he was completely against – I was completely against Powerful Favorite. He was as well. Because I made it, Ali Beifus my lock of the night.
Yeah.
He loved the five Apolitical Pence in that race. So, too deep there.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty tough. The horses were loading into the gate, that's kind of when I started looking. I was like, you know what, Apolitical Pence has a pretty good shot here if Ali Beifus and Powerful Favorite get into any kind of trouble along. Because, like we always say, Pence always runs his race. You know, he breaks out of there. And once he shot out, I was like, well, they got it. So, but yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough beat on the pick six.
Yeah, shout out to Scotty because he played a ticket about 2-3 weeks with $400, $500 or something. He took down the pick six. And for TVG, we have a set budget of pick sixes. I don't think they want us going higher, like up 96 or 144, something like that. So he put in a ticket for TVG. He submitted it. But he also, I think he might have tweeted out his bigger ticket that where he added more horses. He likes to play bigger tickets. But yeah, 5 out of 6. That was the race.
Just on the other end, our boy, Quarters George, he stayed home that night.
Yeah.
He says he wasn't even really planning on playing the pick six, and he ended up taking it down that night.
Nice.
So maybe he had to stay out of the press box to
round
finally
of applause,
hit one.
Yeah. Quarters, we do.
Yeah, he had told me he had been in a little slump, so it's always good to get one out and get – maybe this one's the start of a 2019 for him.
Hopefully. Hey, at least we get to ring the cash register for someone.
For somebody.
Hopefully it's for us next time. But thanks again to Bobby Newman for joining us last week. We had a lot of fun talking with him. Who knew that he worked with the likes of Charlie Winningham back in the backstretch?
I was surprised. I'd never heard, you know, we'd kind of heard his backstory before.
Yeah.
Orlando's written some press releases for him. But, yeah, I never knew that he went to try and work on the backside at first. But like a lot of people learn, it's pretty hard work, and they quickly move on to something else around the track.
When that alarm clicks off at 3:50 in the morning,
that's
you're either meant for it or not.
Yeah, there's a reason I get here on Friday night.
All right, let's get to the program. So we're going to take a look at Saturday's card at Los Al. And isn't it, I feel like every podcast we've done in the last at least 5 episodes, every episode has a pick six carryover.
Yeah, there's been some rolling along, and luckily some people have cashed on them. But what do we got going in to tomorrow?
I want
to
say what? Actually, no, they hit it. They hit it.
Oh,
on
did
Friday.
They hit?
Yeah,
oh,
they hit
okay.
it. It was one ticket. Might have been one or two
okay.
tickets.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a carryover.
Yeah, for some reason I thought it was, but now that I think of it, no, they did hit it on Friday night.
Okay,
but it was a great payout considering there was a lot of scratches, short fields.
Yeah, but that, I think that did take its toll on it.
It still paid like $3,500.
Yeah.
Considering the winners tonight, I think George wants a refund because he hit a much harder one that night.
Yeah.
And it paid right around there, $3,500.
Yeah, I think it was like 37 something.
Yeah, tonight was $3,500.
Yeah.
And there was much shorter prices, much shorter fields.
Yeah, I guess it was just kind of that Sergio Morfin one that kind of made it pay a little bit. I was shocked. We had a lot of the scratches in the early part of the card, and the pick four still almost got to 100,000. So, I mean, we didn't get trumpets, but I was still pretty pleased at that number. So,
nonetheless, we're in that part of the year where the fields can get shorter.
Yes.
We're waiting for those two-year-olds to really get going.
Yep.
They're already working.
Yep.
They're already on the ground, so can't wait. We're just
we're going to have to start a baby talk episode pretty
soon.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. We'll be looking forward to that. All right, race number one. On Saturday, March 16 at LaSalle, field of seven going 4.5 furlongs, conditional claimers for 2,500 here, Phillies and Mares. Field of seven, who'd you pick?
I went to the four. I'd be buzzing right off the bat. You know, it's run 3 seconds in a row after breaking its maiden there. But I just feel this horse is the most consistent out of all the ones I've seen. I want to see much improvement in the three charming weekend, but it did just break its maiden. But Ivy Buzzin has been right there, only closed and lost by a head last time out against Papa Jerry's Girl, so I think is poised to fire back.
Yeah, I really do think the four is a horse to beat. 8-5 might be a little bit higher. I think she's going to be heavily, heavily bet in this field. The three is going to be my second choice, Charming Weekend. After breaking the maiden last time out, was able to make the lead and kept going there to post a pretty solid 52-4 clocking. So she's been much improved last three starts. She's the main threat. And then for the long shot, I'll go to the 1-6-18, who faced much tougher $5,000 claimers last time out. Mm-hmm. First time against winners. I think getting back against this level should be a much better effort than that sixth place finish. So pretty simple. I'll keep it 4-3-1 here in race one.
Yeah, nothing too surprising out of me. I like the four, and I like the six, Marina Rose. Ran pretty good on the front end last time, but, you know, tired. Lost by 4.25 to Wicked Sunset and Charming Alexis, but it's going to make its third and easiest start for Keith Craigmile, who can improve horses a lot. So hopefully just the class relief will get this one going. And then the three, Charming Weekend, who we previously talked about, just broke its maiden on the front end the whole way, but it's going to have to face tougher tonight.
How about Ramon Guzzi? Ramon Guzzi, yeah, he's riding the one. Ramon Guzzi had a 3-win night on Friday?
Yeah, he's rolling pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
People thought there'd be some rust. And you know what I'll say? He's winning with horses from off the pace a lot more, I think. And in the past, that kind of wasn't a characteristic of the Goose. You know, he had to get out on the front end or else you thought you were in trouble. But he's getting horses to win from all aspects of the race.
He got my long shot of the night home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll give him the cash register for that.
Did you give him a little fist bump on
was,
the way
and,
back?
And it was, you know, but fair enough. He got bet down at post time. It was four gills. Four gills won my long shot the night on Friday. I think it was 5-1 or 6-1 on the morning line.
Yep.
A couple of scratches, so the price went down. But nonetheless, Ramon Guzzi had a big night on Friday. Watch out for him moving forward here as the thoroughbred season goes along. All right, race two, 870 yards. Maidens going around the hook. And we got three first-time starters. The one, the three, and the four. The morning line favorite is going to be the three here, Shiner's Code for Jerry Wallace. We had, how about this? I'll give myself a boo for this one. How about a first-time starter on Friday?
Oh, yes.
Ridden by the leading rider who got off the one. Edgar Payard gets off the one to ride a first-time starter for Tirson Limon. Four-horse field, he airs at 13-1.
Yeah, I was looking at that earlier, and I was just thinking, why is Payard getting off the one to ride this horse, this first-time starter? And I thought, man, this thing must be pretty live. Well, I just forgot all about it. I start doing the charts and all that, start doing scratches and chases. I just completely forgot about it. You know who reminds me? You know who had it on top?
Who?
Professor.
Professor G?
He said, I have to bring it up. It is mandatory I bring it up in the podcast that Professor G had the horse on top.
Let me go check to the night lines. Let me go.
He pointed at it. I didn't read it, so he could be lying. But, you know, when he makes a call like that, he likes to let us know in the press box.
Top pick for the professor. Suspense here. Race one, Friday night. Professor G, top pick. Lake Pegasus, 13-1.
So he was telling the truth.
Yeah, he was telling
the truth. I mean, that's pretty good. I'll give him that. He found the maximum value in a four-horse field. So, kudos to the professor on that
shout
pick.
Out to professor.
I still didn't get his reasoning, though. His reasoning solely had to be that Pierre
went on the horse. I think so as well. So he's got a shot here at 10-1 with the 5 Gabby Lady, Edgar Pierre's, who finished fourth last time out. But who's your pick in race two?
Yeah, I went to the two. I was going to give the one of the three a shot on top. But I thought, you know what, the two's got a little bit of experience here. Has been on the front end, but, I mean, that was a 1.16 on the turf at Golden Gate. Hasn't raced since 2017, but switches to the barn of Jose Avalos, who does really well here, and he switches to Efren Hernandez. I think if maybe the one and the three aren't ready and maybe need a race, it could be the two's chance to steal this one.
We agree. Wow, we go with the experience here. I like the two as well. Italian Anarchy. And just because racing experience, top trainer, I mean, Efren is riding lights out in the last couple of weeks here.
Mm-hmm.
Shows a 47-20 workout from the gate on March 5th. I think the two is the horse to beat. Then I'll go to the one, Royal Bluegrass, for Jose Hernandez Sr. and Omar Santos. I like that this horse already worked farther than the race is carded. Worked 5 furlongs in 1 minute and .20 from the gate on March 5th as well. But then showed a bullet workout going 4 furlongs back in January. So the one could be ready to go. And then Shiner's Code. That 3 furlong workout of 35 flat, that kind of a little bit of indication this horse might be ready to go right off the bat for Jerry Wallace. So I think the 1 and 3 could be live, but just I prefer the racing experience here with the top connections of the two.
Yeah, exactly. I got the two on top and both of those horses underneath. I like the 3 Shiner's Code. The works look excellent to race here for 870 first time out. Jerry knows how to get them going early, so yep. You know I don't see any problem. In this horse, I just, you know, first time out, that's just my only knock on him. And then the same thing with the one Royal Bluegrass for Jose Hernandez. You know, we see some good works coming in. Does draw along the inside. I'm not too big of a fan of that for a horse trying to race first time, but is also double entered here.
Yes.
Jose Hernandez also had the four, who is unraced, so makes me think maybe they just entered the four for the one Royal Bluegrass to go. But I'm going to go 2-3-1.
And if you look at the workouts, it looks like maybe the 1 and 4 have been working in tandem because they have the same dates. They have close times. And, you know, the only difference maker would be the 23rd of January workout where the 1 got a 46.20, where the 4 got a 46.40. So slightly, we're cutting hair, slightly slower. But nonetheless, it appears like both of these runners have been working together.
Yeah, I just really chose the one because I think Santos is a rider that sends a lot more than Rojas.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that he'll be hustling a lot more, and especially at 870, you're going to need that. So that's kind of my reasonings to go with the one over the four.
And a little bit of poker because they're both owned and trained by Jose Hernandez as well. So
if you see him going to the window, yes, you text me and let me know, right?
Make sure you have that Twitter DM open. I don't want you to miss out. Race 3, the start of the pick 6. We're going 4.5 furlongs. Conditional claimers, 2,500. Purse of 9,000. Field of 6 set to post. Who'd you pick?
I went to an old favorite. I like old Rockin' Mojo here in the 5 post here for Mike Pender.
3 races, 3 identical check marks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean,
this could be good or bad.
I like that he's cutting back
from
5 to 25. So he's cutting it in half. He's been facing tougher. You know, he won for 25 right off the bat with Mike Pender, and he raised him up to 32 non-winners of 2. Then he raised him up to 5, even though he lost. So I don't know. Maybe he was just helping fill the race or something. But he did have a little trouble in there. He was on the front end and weakened, but he cuts it back to the last time he won at 25. It's a 25 non-winners of 3, and I like that he's running the 4.5 furlong distance, and I'm not too sure about the 4 and the 6, who are some speedy rivals, but I think they'll weaken in the end. I think it's Rocking My Mojo's race to steal.
I gotta confess, if this one would have been second on the morning line, if the odds of the 5 and 6 would have been flopped, Rocking My Mojo would have been my lock of the night.
Really?
I just like him that much in this spot. I thought he was a huge second 2 starts back. Last time out, it was a field that it was too tough.
Yeah.
I think he's much better suited in this field. So Rocking My Mojo, also agree there. I'll go to the 3 for 2nd. Proud to be Sicilian for Robert Bean. And look who's riding. Thiago Pereira.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I mean, this is, with Santa Anita closed for a little bit, maybe we'll see some riders come over here like this.
When Thiago shows up for Robert Bean, that's saying something, right?
Reminds me of when Tyler Bays showed up to ride the 870s. Yeah. Like, oh, you better take a look and watch out for this.
Remember
one.
Remember when we used to have, like, it was regular occurrence that we'd see Martin Pedrosa,
yep,
Tyler Bays, mm-hmm, Iggy Puglisi, yeah, riding here during the nighttime?
They'd come over. I remember it was, like, what, Harbor Beach, I think, were some of the horses that they would come over for. Yeah. They'd run in those 870 stakes. And, yeah. I mean, there's some good money to be made, so they'll go when they got a live mount.
Yeah, so I'll go 5-3-6 here in this spot. I think Cape's High Rocket from the outside also dropping in class from that same race as Rocket My Mojo. That one could show a little bit of speed, and when Christian Aragon there is riding for Angie on a class dropper, you got to pay attention. So 5-3-6 for me here in race 3.
Yeah, I like 5, and I'm going to go to the 4. Who's Hot for the Chuck Treese Barn here? Drops from 32 to 25, you know. Did lose to Rockin' My Mojo, was on the lead and just weakened there in the end. I think is better at the 4 furlong distance. It is going to 4.5, but I think can get out there. And I like that he's drawn on the inside of the 5 and the 6. So hopefully he can just get out there and try and hold on at the end. And then the 6, Cape's Hot Rocket. I was pretty high on this horse when he came from Golden Gate. And this horse has just not really shown a ton of early speed. But they're going to take the blinkers off tonight. And draws the outside, so hopefully that can get this horse to run a big race for Angie.
All right, recap. I'll go 5-3-6.
5-4-6.
Race number 4, the payoff leg of the early pick 4. And, you know, I have the nightline, so, you know, whenever there's groups here, they kind of name the race after the groups. How about this one? Happy 95th birthday, Papa.
Papa?
Yeah, so 95th birthday. Congrats there. Papa, 95 years young there. In race number 4, we're going 4.5 furlongs. Conditional claimers, 3,200. Field of 6. Can we go? Checkmark, sweep, pick 4. Who'd you pick?
The 2, Wit and Wisdom, for Jesus Nunez.
Ladies and gentlemen, go to the windows. Go to the windows. Checkmark, pick 4 here.
Could this be like an all-weaver pick 4 where it's just $1 when they put it up on TVG? Yeah, way to pump handle,
yeah,
Weaver, with your $1
Weaver.
Pick
yeah,
4.
Yeah, come on.
There is a maximum of TVG, but there should be a minimum as
yes,
well.
Yes, I agree.
But anyway, that being said, we're going to the 2, Wit and Wisdom here. Just, you know, won really nicely last time, 4.5. He's won 2 out of 3 races. Jumped up to 4,000 two outs ago, and I think that was just too tough, so it dropped down to 25. And the horse, you know, bid 4 wide and drew off really nicely. Went 51-3. It's just taking another bump up to 3,200 off the claim for Danny Chavez and Jesus Nunez. Efren Hernandez gets aboard over Minor Hirana. I like that upgrade in jockeys. So the price is a little short, but I do think is the best horse here in the 4th.
Yeah, that was a visually impressive win and stopped the clock at 51-3. And I like that Canadians claim him for 2,500, and they put him up just one level.
Yeah,
you know where he's going to be. Competitive, just like we expect him. He's 8-1 on the morning line, 8-5, excuse me. And if somebody wants to claim him, they'll still make profit. So
that's right. That's the name of the game.
I like the strategy here for Danny Chavez and Jesus Nunez. I think Wit and Wisdom is the horse to beat. The main threat could be the 5, Yodler's Way, in my eyes. I thought it was a better than looked second there. Still finished about a length and a half clear of the third place finish for Oscar Hereda, and Francisco Rojas stays aboard. I just think he's a horse that could be tracking the speed early on and also making a move late. And then for 3rd, I'll go to the deep closer, the 1, the Sleepy Prince. He's kind of a teaser. I've chased him before.
Yeah.
I feel like one of these nights when I completely ignore him, he's going to pop up at a big price. So I'll go 2-5-1 here in race 4.
Okay, I like the 2, I'm sorry, and then the 5, Yodler's Way. Everything you said, you know, angled out last time and just steadying the stretch, but was moving late. And then there's not a whole lot of speed in here, so I'm hoping the 4, real quick. I'm going to go to this horse for 3rd, which hasn't shown a lot of speed, but before was really a rocket early on.
Wait, isn't this the same name of that quarter horse?
No, Right Quick.
Right Quick.
A lot of them right now.
There's a lot of quicks right now.
Yeah, usually at Los Al, yeah.
There's a Big Quick.
Especially with Doc, you'll see a lot of the same names, so they just all roll into one another. But I'm just I'm hoping this horse can get out there on the front end, kind of get brave. Hasn't really shown much since coming over to the barn of Kelly Castaneda, but like I said, there's not a whole lot of speed in here. Maybe can get out at the front end and get brave, but I am taking a stab with it.
All right, recap. I'll go 2-5-1.
3-5-4.
race number 5, the start of the late pick 4. And we're going skipping the race 6 here. Race 5, we're going 4.5 furlongs, field of 6. And clean price of $5,000. Look at that purse, Curtis. $15,000.
That's a pretty good cash for $5,000 claimers.
And it's a compact field of 6. Tricky race to read. But I feel like we're on the same horse once again. This could be 5 straight check marks. Because I think we've both picked this horse before.
Yeah.
And I think we're back on it based on the competition this horse faced last time out. Who's your pick?
I'm going to the 3, Belligerent.
No, we're not.
No, okay.
Okay, okay.
I thought this was a pretty tough race.
It was, yeah.
Actually, when I first started looking at it.
You've been on Belligerent before.
Belligerent, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've been on this one.
It's kind of a horse I've been rolling with. And I think has just come up with some tough fields and was in tight and checked early on. So I'm just going to draw a line through that race. And then it went 870, so I don't think she liked that at all. But before that, at the $5,000 level, won twice for $5,000, non-winners of 2, and now facing open company. I know Foxy Fresh is going to get out there, but I'm hoping Belligerent can just stay very close to the outside of this horse, not let her get too far away and pounce in the stretch.
I've been burned by horses from slightly off the pace. Give me the speed. I'm all speed, baby. Give me Foxy Fresh here, who set a track record 4 starts back. I just think she's the speediest of this field. As you remember, last time out, I had Raging Rider Run.
Yes.
Tough beat. Oil, man. That oil still hurts.
And that could have been a stakes race
For
$870.
Sure. It was. That was about as good of $870 we've had all year long. So give me the 2. I'll pick the 3 Belligerent for 2nd because I think she's going to enjoy getting back to 4.5 furlongs. I think that's the key for the 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then for 3rd, give me Holiday in Cambodia, 2nd time off the layoff. Moved well there to get up for 2nd last time out. I think she could improve here, getting an extra half furlong and 2nd start off the break. So 2-3-5 for me in a tricky race 5.
Yeah, like 3-2, and I'm going to go with another long shot for 3rd. I'm going to go to Tiger Mom down along the inside. Ran recently at Los Al in December in the daytime and was right there throughout. Takes a little bit of a class drop here since a couple bad efforts at Santa Anita, but gets the goose aboard, drops down for the $5,000 level. Definitely just going to have to chase the 2 and the 3. I'm sure the 4 is going to be right there, but if the goose can get this one rolling like he's had horses late, I think it can be closing down the lane.
All right, race number 5, I'll go 2-3-5.
3-2-1.
Race number 6, the start of the final pick 3 of the night. We're going down the straightaway. We got quarter horses going 300 yards. Maiden claiming going for a tag of $5,000. A field of 7 set to post. Who'd you pick?
Oh, finally, I have a price.
Ooh.
Fine, I'm going to the 3. Barrymore Red Hot, 5-1
like
on the
this.
Morning
I
line.
Like
we're going to have 2nd time off the claim for Ricardo Guillen. You know, last time out, broke in and steadied at the start, but had been right there, only finished a length and a half behind Flying Away, who, you know, Matt Fales has been going pretty good. So if you're running right behind Matt Fales, it's probably a good place to be in. So if Guillen can just get this one to improve 2nd time off the claim, it drops down a bit in claiming price. Hopefully, just that kind of relief, get a little quick start out of the gate. Gonna have to take on another Fales horse again, but I'm gonna go to the 3, Barrymore Red Hot.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going with the chalk here, Matt Fales. Streak Maiden's going 100 yards last time out, bumped at the start and finished evenly for 3rd. But if she, the question is, if she runs back to that effort in September, she's a horse to beat.
Yep.
But that is a question mark. Can she run back? I don't know, but then again, this is not the strongest of $5,000 claimers.
Exactly.
And if she's ever going to show up, I think this has got to be the field. So give me the 5. I'll go the 1, a lot of dash there for 2nd. Ran a game effort in defeat last time out. Broke well, but was caught late there under Carlos Huerta. Carlos Huerta stays aboard here tonight. I'm a little bit worried for the rail, about the rail,
mm-hmm.
but he's been breaking okay. Well, last time out, he got off cleanly. But I'm a little bit worried. But I'll go 5-1, and then I'll go to the 7 Glitch here for Bill Holberg, a horse that seems like she might be starting to figure things out. Had not shown much in the first 2 starts, was claimed. A couple of 3rds now. She might be turning things around and really starting to figure things out. She draws the outside. So I'll go 5-1-7 here, race 6.
Hey, it might be good for you because I've given up on the 7 Glitch. I played it that first time out for Bill Holberg. And then last time out, I had Southern Trueno, who won that race. Yes. So I'm kind of going against Glitch, but maybe my weight will get off and that horse will run well. I like the 3 Barrymore Red Hot. The 5 Whiskey Quicker looks very tough again for Matt Fales. Fales has been on fire. You know, has been facing a lot tougher foes. And if you look back to that race you pointed to, the second by a neck there back in September, looks ready to go just off the class drop alone. And then I'm going to go to the 6, Ledecky for 3rd. Cuts the claiming price in half for Paula Jones and has run decent races in the past despite trouble. And I like the draw next to Whiskey's Quicker. And hopefully y'all can just get it out of the gate. And we'll see if this filly can improve with a clean trip.
You give up on Glitch, I give up on Ledecky.
Oh, okay.
That's our story for this race. Because I think I've chased Ledecky in the last 3 starts.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, just a lot of trouble in the trouble lines. I was close there early on at 3:30. But, you know, I thought shortened up and drawn outside the main rival could help.
All right, I'll go 517.
356.
All right, there's 2 races left. You know what time it is.
The Late Daily Double.
And before we get into the Late Daily Double, have you noticed? 6 races in the books. No lock alarms yet.
Oh, my God. That's true. I haven't heard anything yet.
No, so this...
Well, I shouldn't give it away, but go ahead.
Yes, lock of the night here for me. Luckily, we don't overlap. We didn't plan this at all.
No, I was going to say, hopefully we're not battling.
I know. We did not overlap here. I'm going first. Lock of the night for me. Race 7. Quarter horse going 330 yards. I love the way Ferrari Price Drive looked last time out. He's a good big body gelding. He got off to a good start. He won on their easy hand ride. Good time of 17-13 there. Opened in the $8,000 claimers. He looked good as a betting favorite. I like that the connection say, run him back. Draw another race. Let's enter. Let's see if they can do it. I like the way he looked. I think he's right back in a good spot to win here for Monte Rosa. Give me Ferrari Price Drive, the lock of the night.
Yeah, I think Ferrari Price Drive looks awfully tough, but I went to the 1, Rockin' Energy.
I knew it.
Looking very tough along the inside here. You know, had been facing a lot tougher in the past, but took some time off. It's been off since June, so a lot of months off there. But they dropped this horse in for $8,000. I mean, it could be seen as maybe a little sign of distress. But, you know, the horse came back, worked 12-3, has drawn along the inside of the main rivals here. Zamudio's got his main man, Lozano, up. So I'm going to take my chances and go with Rockin' Energy. I'm going to the 2, Ferrari Prize Jive. Everything you said has me landing on this horse for 2nd. And then I'm going to go to the 3, L Bar D Classic Trip. Coming in from out of state, and I think it's well spotted here for the $8,000 tag. And I'm just going to point back to the Wild West Futurity Trials last year. This horse was closing and got up by a neck. It has a little more experience under its belt, drawn outside who I think are the 2 main rivals here. So I'm going to go with L Bar D Classic Trip for 3rd.
And we pretty much have the same horse. We just flip him up. I've got 2-1-3, but I've got a soft spot for the 3, L Bar D Classic Trip, because in those trial nights back in September, October 2017, that's the night I was 7-for-7 with this horse in my check marks.
Oh my God.
So there was 9 trials that night, remember?
Yes.
So this was my 7th pick of the night.
Yeah.
I think he was 4-to-1, or actually 5 or 6-to-1 of the morning 9. Got bet down to 2-to-1.
He won by a neck.
And then here we go. 8th race, right?
Yeah.
My 2nd choice beats me. And then my checkmark wins the last race.
You didn't do where you tweet out that you were 7-for-7, right?
No, but somebody, I think, well, we can blame this on the graphics department. Because guess when they built a tracker?
They must have built it right after the 7th.
They built it after the 7th.
I'll have to go in there now to talk with all those guys. Nothing mushes anything faster than Johnny Come Lately when the guy's on fire.
Oh, man. I remember that night because this horse, the name, I can't forget this name, L Bar D Classic Trip. It's like a unique name.
Yes.
That stand out. And, yeah, I remember that night. So I'll have a little soft spot for L Bar D Classic Trip. So I'll go 2-1-3 here with my lock of the night being the 2 Ferrari Prize Drive.
1-3-2 for me.
All right, race number 8, 870 yards. And Curtis, you're telling me you're going to pick a lock of the night in the Rossmore Overnight Handicap going 870 yards?
I must be crazy, too, because I'm picking Bob Bean, who hasn't won an 870-yard race yet. But I was just so impressed with the 5, Candy Zip. This thoroughbred came in. He claimed it from Golden Gate for $4,000. Came in right off the bat. He went 45.08. in that oil race who, you know, came back and has upset a lot of people at the track. But I was just really, I mean, that's racehorse time. That if you run 45.08, you're going to be right there at the end. It's going to take an impressive time like that. Went to Santa Anita. They tried it at 5.5 and was on the front end there, you know, but that was for 16,000. But, I mean, ran impressively the whole way around and only lost by 3/4 of a length. So Bob Bean brings it back to Los Al, and we got Pereira. He's coming into town. This is the one he came to ride. So I know he's going to be trying his you-know-what off to win this race. So I'm hoping he can just sit to the outside of Run Raging Rhino Run and catch him in the stretch. So I'm going to make the five candy zip my lock of the night.
Ooh, 7-2 there. I mean, it's hard to ignore. I mean, that time, 45.08, will probably get the job done. Pereira jumping aboard is always nice to see as well for Bob Bean. So a candy zip, your lock of the night. You know who I'm picking. You know I'm picking the one. Run, Raging Rhino, Run.
What do I tell the people on the show? Don't pick quarter horses in 870. I did it one time, and it actually worked out.
It worked.
That was the one time. That's like Lawler's Law for the Clippers.
That's it. I'm picking the quarter horse from the inside. He ran a game effort in the feed, 45.03, so right in line with the five. I'll pick the three for second, the quarter horse in this field, Bound to Bet, who's making his comeback effort, second time off the layoff here. For Scott Willoughby, I think it was the 550 event was a prep for this, just to get him stretched out, get his legs under him. I'll go 1-3-5 in a very, very competitive Ross Moore overnight handicap.
Yeah, we're right there for the exact, just flipping around. I like five, and then the one Run Raging Rhino Run, even though it's a quarter horse, I have to respect him. Went 45.03. I mean, just absolutely impressed the last time. Only lost by a head to Oil, who we just talked about. And then I'm going to go to the 6, St. Reno on the outside. One of two entrants for Lorenzo Ruiz. Raced at Santa Anita last time for 20,000, was on the front end, and just weakened in the late stages. But before that, went 45.22 against Power Thinker and Ciapino Pasadino. I think that's a pretty good time. Is going to have to sit right to the outside of Candy Zip and Run Raging Rhino Run, but if any of these two, you know, falter down the stretch, hopefully I can get a nice little price with Pieris aboard at 6-1.
Are we scared of all that El Coreano might run back to that 44.89 clocking for source back?
You know, that's such an impressive time. I don't think El Coreano can ever do that again. That's the only reason I'm banking on that. That's just such an impressive time because it was
just stands out off the page.
Yeah, he went 45.95, and then he runs just the race of his life in 44.89. But then it's 45.92 and 45.97. So he hasn't been close since that race. So I think he just bounced off that. I think it was a freak effort. I'm off of him.
Remember when Jason, our ex?
Yes.
He bet on El Coreano. He told us. Remember?
The timing was right.
He confessed to us. Remember? He was like, yeah, I've been betting trifectas and all those. Oh, yeah. We're like, what?
Yeah. We thought he was just, you know, Orlando's assistant. Yeah. And he's just kind of, you know, he nicest guy in the world. And but never talked about the horses at all. Never talked about playing. He's like, yeah, I've been doing pretty good. I've been playing some tries. And yeah. Like, oh, really? Okay. So, I mean, it's nice that if you work at the track, eventually you're going to take an interest. You're going to have to put a voucher in at one time. But, he was all over that horse that night.
Because he is of Korean descent, so he was all in. El Coreano. That was, I mean, I think he cashed that night with El Coreano, if I remember correctly. But nonetheless, El Coreano went up to Golden Gate. He zizzled an opening quarter of 20.88.
Yep.
20.88 last time out.
I mean, no matter where you go, that's flying. No matter whether it's here, New Mexico, wherever, sub-21. That's something else. But coming back here, I don't know if he could do it again, especially with Run Raging Rhino Run to the inside.
This is going to be a very, very interesting.
No, they're going to be shoving into that turn, believe me.
This might be. Could this be a rack trick of time? It could be. Because they're going to be sizzling and they're going to be finishing.
You know, once I never saw Snowbound Superstar break it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I said. It'll never be broken again. I put my stamp on it because I was waiting every single time Snowbound ran. I thought for sure he's gonna break it. I mean, he was just winning so easy.
Remember that night, that day they actually ran the race before the races. It was an on-wagering event.
Yeah.
He looked beat. Like he drifted out like to Schwannies.
Yep.
And I remember the horse that was on the lead, and even Ed Berger called him almost like, "Oh, and some of our superstar is gonna get beat tonight."
Yeah.
It was a Hector Jaime Hernandez horse that was on the lead.
Oh, was it a Bad Cop?
Bad Act?
Oh, could have been Bad Act. Yeah.
I think it's Bad Act. I think it was Bad Act. that was leading him.
Probably bad act.
And here comes Snowbound Superstar surging and gets up to win an impossible race.
I mean, I asked Cody one time. I saw him at a restaurant after the races one night, and I just went up to him and I said, Cody, what's it like to ride Snowbound Superstar? He just said, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And that was it. That's all he said. And he had like the biggest smile on the face. Like, yeah, you know what? If I got to ride a horse that could win no matter what, and win by 8 lengths. Well, I forget what the streak was.
I don't know. He went to Remington Park. He was unbeatable. I mean, yep. He was by far one of my favorites, 870 courses of my life, for sure.
Yeah, but that was one when he didn't break the track record. I said, nobody will ever break the track record again. So I think it'll be safe, but it'll definitely be a great race. I think it's we're not even talking about the four who's 5-2 in the morning. Great Ma Neri, the other Lorenzo Ruiz horse is in there, and like you said, El Corirano, who put up a 44.89. If that horse runs back to that, it will win.
It's over.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
If you dig in, you can build a case for every horse in this race.
Exactly,
that's what makes it fun.
Yeah. So hopefully we can get ours home. I know you're probably gonna be single to the one, but
no, not with your luck. I have to go too deep.
All right, fair enough. Thanks for believing in me. Even though our locks haven't been doing very well, thank you for believing in me.
We've been doing terrible in the last few weeks, but we're gonna turn around, Curtis.
Hopefully, yeah.
Tonight is the night. All right, anything else for the after show?
I think that's it. I think that's all we have.
All right, we got to run, guys, so we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, bye, everybody.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.